Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
I've got an idea for a movie, okay?
Let's hear it.
My daughter was having a nightmare during the night, and it's one of those more of a night terror where they start mumbling things.
I'll buy it.
Robot shoes.
Keep going.
That's all I've got so far.
Okay.
Here's the pitch. The shoes are evil, but through the movie, maybe through you as the dad, they become good. And the shoes help find Bin Laden.
Well, now there's a turn.
Yeah. Find Bin Laden. So you wear the shoes. You're like a dweeb dad. Your kids don't take you seriously. But through wearing the robot shoes, you become a superhero.
Right.
Suddenly you're out in Afghanistan.
Now, okay? How did I get there?
The shoes. They keep walking. They don't
they
need to be recharged.
They just walked into a plane. They bought tickets.
That's it. Well,
there we go.
Got
it now. Because now I feel like I'm participating in it.
And then suddenly you're at a cave. And you're like, wow, I recognize this from CNN. This is Bin Laden's house.
Right.
/ cave. Bin Laden's in there. The shoes start kicking him in the nuts repeatedly. Okay, that's the bit for the trail we can use.
Yeah, that scene
of Bin Laden and the shoes.
And
is
nut
kicking.
Yeah.
Nut kicking. And that's the movie. That's all I've got so far.
Now, do you have the rights to this? Have you had this copywritten? I just want to make sure that
we're
protected legally here.
It's only a six-year-old that gave me the idea who I can cut right out of the
action.
Don't worry.
Forget about her.
This is 50-50 me and you.
Yeah. How about the shoes talk?
Okay. Who is the voice of the shoes?
Will Arnett.
Oh, yeah, he'd actually be very
wonderful
good.
Voice.
You're already thinking about this. Who plays Bin Laden? Charlie Sheen.
Joe Pesci.
So he's kind of a midget. I mean, we don't really know what
we
Bin
don't know
Laden.
What he looks
don't
like.
Know.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. We don't know what he looks like.
You wait. Now, all over the internet, it's going to be Bradley Cooper's doing this hot new movie called Robot Shoes.
Let me ask you something, though, and everybody answer. When they were talking about the shoes, what kind of shoe did you imagine?
Max, what do you think?
I think some sort of like Converse style, you know, big sneaker style.
Like old school retro.
Old school retro, high tops.
I did too. Because I feel like there's a lot of metal and stuff.
Now, what did you say it as?
Wellington boots, because they need to be able to walk everywhere. These robot boots, they need to go everywhere.
I think it's
that's
more
too
the
specific.
Trainer.
I don't even know what that means. America, you just lost all of America.
See, it's not going to
open.
Brad's
a
right.
Flick.
This is not going to open big in America. The focus group is like, we don't know.
Yeah, no. I don't like
boots.
Your four quadrant approach here. You lost the under 25 males. We're done.
And then with the merchandise, which is where you guys make a lot of money,
right?
We can release robot shoes.
Oh, check this out. Wait a second.
Yeah.
The laces are the batteries.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That's deep. That's what you get from working with De Niro.
Yeah, you know what? He did say that. Because I would pitch him stuff every day.
So after this, you know, you can ring up De Niro. He probably knew Best Friends Forever and go, I've got a new movie for you. Yeah, he can play that the mad scientist that creates the robot shoes that bust out the laboratory.
Right, who I break out of like he's in some weird prison because no one understands him. And he's the guy that I can get to go get Bin Laden.
That's it. And so we need to find Bin Laden, claim the rewards.
He's got some weird love for the shoes that he created.
He's been working on them all of his life.
Yeah, and
he got
Pesci, and Pesci the shoes. I mean, come on, guys. Raging Bull.
They're back.
They're back, guys.
Together in robot shoes.
Now, who's going to direct this masterpiece?
Well, I'd imagine that there's going to be a queue around the block of big-name directors from Cameron to Tarantino to Spielberg. It'd be like speed dating. What's your idea for this? Get out. No.
You know, I want these people to do a parade to try to show us how they're going to shoot this movie.
I hear what you're saying. We need to see what their vision is for the robot shoes.
Yeah.
Then we
Let's just not give it away. You don't give away gold.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.